everybody. Welcome to Grim Pickens. My name is Pete Phillips. I'm your host. And so far, I've been having fun reading you some stories from the Brothers Grimm. And we've bought ourselves some mercy today because we have a short one. But that doesn't mean that it is without some weirdness. The Three Spinning Women. There was a girl who was lazy and would not spin. Her mother could not make her do so, whatever she said to her. Finally, anger and impatience so overcame the mother that she beat her, upon which the girl began to cry loudly. Now the queen was just driving by, and when she heard the crying, she ordered her carriage to stop, went into the house, and asked the mother why she was beating her daughter so that her cries could be heard out on the road. The woman was ashamed to reveal her daughter's laziness, and said, "I cannot make her stop spinning. She wants to spin on and on forever, and I am poor. I cannot get the flax." Then the queen answered, "There is nothing that I like better to hear than spinning. I am never happier than when the wheels are humming. Let your daughter come with me to the palace. I have flax enough. There she can spin to her heart's content." The mother was completely satisfied with this, and the queen took the girl with her. Arriving at the palace, she took her upstairs to three rooms, which were filled from the bottom to the top with the finest flax. "Now, spin this flax for me," she said, "and when you are finished, you shall have my oldest son for a husband. I do not mind if you are poor. Your untiring industry will do for a dowry." The girl was frightened inside, for she would not be able to spin the flax, not even if she had lived until she was 300 years old, sitting at it every day from morning until evening. When she was alone, she began to cry, and just sat there for 3 days without moving a hand. On the third day, the queen came, and when she saw that nothing had been spun yet, she was surprised. The girl excused herself by saying that, because of her sorrow at being taken away from her mother's house, she had not yet been able to begin. This satisfied the queen, but as she left, she said, "Tomorrow you must begin my work." When the girl was alone again, she did not know what to do, or where to turn for help. In her distress, she went to the window. There, she saw three women coming toward her. The first one had a broad, flat foot. The second one had such a large lower lip that it hung over her chin, and the third one had a broad thumb. "What luck!" They stopped outside her window, looked up, and asked the girl what was wrong with her. She bemoaned her troubles to them, upon which they offered her their help, saying, "If you will invite us to your wedding, not be ashamed of us, call us your aunts, and let us be seated at your table, we will spin all the flax for you, and in a very short time at that." "With all my heart," she answered, "come right in and begin the work at once." Then she let the three strange women in, and cleared out a space in the first room, where they could sit down and begin their spinning. The one pulled the thread and pedaled the wheel. The second one moistened the thread, and the third twisted it, then struck the table with her finger. Each time she struck, a skein of the most finely spun thread fell to the floor. The girl kept the three spinners hidden from the queen, but whenever she came, the girl showed her the great quantity of thread that had been spun. The queen could not praise her enough. When the first room was empty, they went to work on the second one, and on the third one, and it, too, was quickly cleaned out. The three women now took to leave and said to the girl, "Do not forget what you have promised us. It will bring you good luck." When the girl showed the queen the empty rooms and the large pile of thread, the latter made preparations for the wedding. The bridegroom was happy that he was getting such a clever and industrious wife, and he praised her vigorously. "I have three aunts," said the girl. "Because they have been very kind to me, I do not want to forget them in my good fortune. Allow me to invite them to the wedding, and let them be seated next to us at the table." The queen and bridegroom said, "Why should we not allow that?" When the feast began, the three women, dressed in strange clothing, entered. The bride said, "Welcome, dear aunts." "Oh," said the bridegroom, "what brought you to this hideous friendship?" Then he went to the one with the broad, flat foot and asked, "Where did you get such a broad foot?" "From peddling," she answered, "from peddling." Then the bridegroom went to the second one and said, "Where did you get this fallen lip?" "From licking," she answered, "from licking." Then he asked the third one, "Where did you get this broad thumb?" "From twisting thread," she answered, "from twisting thread." This alarmed the prince, and he said, "My beautiful bride shall never touch a spinning wheel." With that, she was freed from hateful flax spinning. Everybody, this girl's got a lot of good luck. And these three spinning women, they make a great team. The humorous meaning of the story is, of course, that this girl can't spin flax into thread. And by the end of the story, she doesn't have to, because her husband is, like all men in these fairy tales, really concerned with her not being beautiful. This story is really a composite of a story that came from three different sources, and sort of combined into making one story for the Brothers Grimm. Now, one of the stories is called The Seven Little Pork Rinds. In that situation, the girl eats seven pieces of bacon and leaves none for her mother, and while her mother beats her for her gluttony, a merchant asks why she's beating her, and the woman, similar to this story, replies that her daughter is ruining her health by working too hard. The merchant, of course, sees this as an admirable quality and decides to marry this industrious girl. In that story, it's a few fairies passing by that help out the girl. That's an Italian variant, and there's another Italian variant called N7, and in that one, the daughter eats seven bowls of soup. This particular version also uses hemp instead of flax. There are many other variations across different parts of the world, but we're not going to go into those here right now. Instead, we're going to ponder why the three spinning women had to wear strange clothes. They knew they were going to a wedding, and clearly they knew how to make thread, so why didn't they bother to put something together that might be appropriate for the situation? Some things are not for us to know. Grim Pickens is hosted and produced by me, Pete Phillips. We have some musical flourishes by Gregor Quendel via Pixabay, and for now, a theme song made by AI. Grim Pickens is part of the Y'all Heard podcast family. You can rate and subscribe in your podcast player of choice to get more bite-sized stories by the Brothers Grimm.